Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. It is a Tuesday. Yes, we made it by Memorial Day weekend, and the sunshine is out. It's hot. In fact, most of this week going to be into the close to the 90s or in the 90s, which should definitely get things sprouting out of the ground that are just planted. We need to check the markets. Hopefully things are growing there, because I looked earlier today and it was all red on the grain side. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group, joins me now. And Bill, are we still in negative territory today?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah, it's market could not follow through on the big, on the giant rally on Friday in front of the 3-day weekend. The rally was energized by two things. One is the heat that's going hitting the farm belt in early June. It's maybe too early to get excited about hot and dry, but the market still, with the tight stocks we have, is taking a look at it, and that got the market's attention. And the second thing was the anticipation of the debt ceiling impasse being resolved, which it was over the weekend. So that's kind of a buy the rumor, sell the fact. So the debt ceiling deal is done. The market rallied, and thinking about that, it was already in the market Friday. And the heat market, they put a little rain in the forecast, but the heat's not going to really be substantial is really a negative until mid-June. That's when the yields maybe start to get affected. Right now, it's not impacting the yields. It's actually helping the planting progress. So that's the scenario. It's just a complete reversal from Friday. Big losses in the soy's down 37 in July. And the new crops down the same. Even the corn's down 11. The wheat's down 23. Pretty much just disappointment. And it, you know, the one factor is already resolved, the debt ceiling and the heat there. And the market says, wait, not so fast. So I'm not going to get too worried unless it's still hot and dry 2 weeks from now. So that's the cause of the big reversal in the market. Today at 3 o'clock, we have the first crop ratings of the year for corn. Good to excellent is expected to be 69 to 72%. So we'll see how that turns out. And then crop progress. Corn is pretty much all done. I saw a lot of corn going down, some of it maybe a foot high, very dry all the way down from Chicago to Quincy in my little drive down to see family. Beans are looking at 80 to 83% done. So the nice spring we've had has really helped the planting. It's really gone extremely well. Livestock-wise, good news in the livestock, a huge reversal in the hogs. Hog market is a hard one to figure. It's had no friends for the longest time. 2 days last week, it got totally, annihilated. A market dropped 4% one day and 3% another. Looking at the, July hogs, they went from, 81 all the way down to 74. So that was like a $7 drop in 2 days. Pretty brutal, but the market's got a lot of that back today. It's back to 79.50. Oftentimes these wide swings in a market indicate a turnaround, and we can only hope that's the case. Hogs are far cheap enough, no question about that. And we are amidst the best demand period of the year. So picking a bottom has been very hazardous in this hog market. But maybe this time with this extreme up today that we've seen the low, as it's the right time for it to happen with the real good demand period. You know, we're of course beyond Memorial Day weekend, but we got 4th of July and Labor Day coming up. Cattle market continues to be an amazing bull market, supply driven bull. Cattle is up a buck and a half today. The new contract highs once again. That would be 4 consecutive days of new contract highs. It's all about supply shortage in the cattle. Supplies are down from a year ago. And also, as well, the cash market is at a discount. The futures are at a discount to cash. And demand is pretty solid from the grilling season we're in. And all adds up to new contract highs in the cattle today.
How tall was the corn when you were down with the family this weekend?
A foot. I got some corn up a foot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's coming. It's all the way down from, just a little outside of Chicago. It's farmland, 60 miles outside of Chicago. It's farmland. and all the way down to Quincy, which is right on the river there. And so I got a great look at crops all the way down and on my family farm. But it's very, very dry. So I know the market's taken a big hickey today, but the dryness is there. I guess things could, the weather, you never know. But if we don't get substantial rain in a couple of weeks, I think this market will go right back up again.
Well, we'll see where it ends up. Bill, for anybody that's looking for some marketing help, how do they get a hold of you guys at Price Futures Group?
You can call my cell. I always got the cell with me, 630-947-5176. WMorePriceGroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We both been here a long time and love to help you out.
Sounds good. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Always a pleasure, Eric. You have a good day, sir.